cheap. Talking cheap. Cameo.
It's episode 18 of Talking Cheap, a podcast about Cameo. I am Jensen Karp.
I'm Danielle Fischel-Karp.
We are the only working couple in Hollywood.
No.
And every single week we get together to go over the very strange website Cameo. And for those who don't know what Cameo is, it's a place on the internet where you can pay a celebrity to basically say anything you want.
Sometimes they'll even do an ad for you.
Which I still don't fully understand.
No.
But the most common one we find, happy birthday, there's happy Valentine's Day. There's
happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. We see Mother's, Father's Day, all these things. But then again, every once in a while, you'll get come visit this car wash in Albuquerque.
Right.
And why celebrities do that?
No idea. Most of the celebrities we've reviewed have been like, I don't know, $100.
Yeah. So,
and for like $100,
yeah,
you could get a celebrity to do an ad for you to say how wonderful your car wash is.
And maybe another thing you might not know, in Hollywood, if you were to call a celebrity's agent and say, hey, I have
$100 to offer your client to do a commercial, they would be like, click.
Yeah.
They would just hang up on you.
They would actually call the FBI to have you followed because it's an insane thing to do. But for some reason, these famous people have no problem taking the money on Cameo.
Yeah.
Makes no sense. So let's learn about the emails this week and which celebrities in the future will be doing these very sketchy ads.
Okay.
We have rapper and TV host designer.
I know. Panda.
That's right. I wonder if he'll say that in a cameo for you. SNL alum and total political weirdo Victoria Jackson is now on the site.
Okay. I don't know who that is. I don't know her.
I'm very excited to introduce you.
Okay.
Real Housewives of Atlanta star Todd Tucker.
Sure. That's a person.
Thought you had to be a housewife in order to be on the show, but sure, Todd. Sports, TV, and radio host Linda Cohn.
These are some people.
Okay. And then Bollywood star Kanika Kapoor. All of them.
Okay. Now, and that was all in one email?
That was all in one email.
What a banger.
I mean, truthfully, really, I was surprised my phone didn't just ring in celebration.
Yeah.
But then there was one that I thought was pretty important, which was for Lakers fans celebrating their NBA championship this season.
Of which everyone knows I'm now half of.
Right, a half a hat. So they wanted to remind you that Danny Green, a former Laker, is on Cameo, as well as Paul Gasol.
Yes, we know Pau.
Topanga fan, JaVale McGee.
I love JaVale McGee. He's got a great personality.
Three-time NBA champion. And then Lamar Odom.
Great.
Is on the website.
Okay.
As well as one of the greatest players of all time. Someone could argue maybe the greatest player of all time. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Wow.
All on the website.
Look at that. So wait, the Lakers organization sent that out or just Cameo sent that out?
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, like, wait a minute.
No.
Lakers aren't taking a cut, right?
No, they're not. They're not the Vince McMahon of the
NBA. Okay, that's what I was a little worried about.
Yeah, no, those people. The other one that they did celebrate on the email is a female named Bonnie Jill Laughlin, who I don't know anything about, but she is the first female scout ever for the NBA.
Wow, that's cool.
She works for the LA Lakers, which I didn't know, so I'll have to look her up and learn more about
her. Jeannie Buss, man.
That's right. She's looking out for her
she
fellow
is.
Female.
Yes, she is, and she's also a wickedly smart woman.
So let's get into our celebrities. First up is the rollover from last week's cash game. Do you remember who it was?
I never remember a single thing that happens on the show the second we walk away from it.
What if I told you it involved a stabbing in a boat?
Yes.
We have Joey Greco, the former host of the infamous somewhat reality show Cheaters.
Yeah.
Okay. So to remind you, he was $99.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 15 reviews. How many stars
sure.
for the leather-jacketed Captain of Infidelity?
100%, it's 5 stars.
He's 5 stars, baby!
Yeah.
And even more important, one-day turnaround.
Wow, okay.
All right, so those who weren't lucky enough to watch Cheaters when it was on television, I know they do some reruns here and there, but he was a private investigator on the show, busting boyfriends and girlfriends who weren't loyal to their partners. Now, it was billed as a reality show. It did look like a reality show.
Yeah.
To everyone who was watching. And on top of that, I do want to say this because I know a lot of people can't say this. I was privileged enough to see an episode where they found out someone wasn't cheating.
Really?
Yeah. Did you ever see that?
Maybe. I knew at the time. I mean, I saw a lot of episodes of Cheaters, but I don't really remember that one.
Well, it was a good one. And at the end, they just went, hey, man, good for you. Like, it was just like, that's it, man. Dude, stop being so paranoid.
By the way, I would be so mad
if
my significant other set me up and then I wasn't even cheating. I mean, honestly, great news that I look like a good person on TV.
Sure.
But also, unbelievable. This relationship is so far over.
Right.
You are so high up on the ranking of worst person I've ever been in a relationship with.
Even if they say, listen, babe, I was nervous and now I'm thrilled. I'll never
think
it again.
Don't care. I hate you. I actually hate you. You, by the way, are not a good person.
Can I tell you where
That's what I would say.
Can I tell you where I would be most offended?
Yeah.
I got cheaters to email me back and you weren't even cheating. This is such a bummer. We're all on TV here and you couldn't even do...
You couldn't even make good television?
No, you can't even do the least you could do, which is cheat on me. Unbelievable. Look, Joey Greco's right here. Joey Greco...
By the way, what if that person was cheating? Just not that day.
Right. to be honest, I cheat every other day. Thursdays are my day off.
She canceled.
It was actually kind of brilliant. The show ran for 20 seasons, 330 episodes.
Unbelievable.
Of cheaters, 330 episodes. There were three hosts during its run. Tommy Habib was the first host. You may remember him. He was kind of tall, had a bit of a Jufro. And also he wore a leather jacket, which Joey Greco was known for. He was the second host. And then the third host was a guy named Clark James Gable, who passed away a few years ago, who was actually a descendant of Clark Gable.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Cheaters, weird show. In 2002, the Houston Press tracked down several people who said they were paid $400 per show by one of the detectives of an agency to act on the show and were paid $50 per referral of other actors, thus exposing cheaters to not actually be a reality show.
Mm. Conspiracy therapist.
Yeah, I mean,
that
is
true. Wait, so what were they acting as?
They had nothing to do with each other. They were like, I'll bring my girlfriend on and we'll pretend to be cheating and I'll get another friend to be the cheater. I mean, it was just an all made up, fake situation.
So even the people who were getting caught cheating were actors? Because some of them were really good.
I know.
Let's find those people.
I know.
Put them in TV shows.
We should be an agency that just picks up those people.
Yeah.
Joey is best known, as you know, as the host who was stabbed during filming on a boat while busting a cheater, which in my mind is up there with the finale of MASH and the Russian Hitman episode of The Sopranos as best TV shows ever. It was so good. And unfortunately, in 2009, Inside Edition revealed that this scene was also staged.
Wait, it wasn't real at all?
It wasn't real at all. There was no actual arrest matching the description that was made by the Texas Police Department. It was never reported. Some sketchy stuff was revealed about the ambulance company that showed up as well. It was kind of like a fictitious company. Greco has refused to comment on it over the years, but he will comment on Cameo maybe if you ask him about it.
Wow.
I don't know, but do you want to hear his intro?
Not anymore.
Oh, come on. The man showed up here. The least you could do is cheat on me.
All right.
Here's Joey Greco.
Hey, everybody. This is Joey Greco. For 10 years, I hosted a pioneer in relationship reality shows, Cheaters. And now with Cameo, we can keep it going. If there's someone you want to encourage, recognize, or even threaten on a special occasion or holiday, let's have some fun.
I mean, I still love his voice.
His voice is great. Who wants to threaten people by Cameo? And why is he willing to do it?
He was stabbed on a boat, but not really.
Yeah,
so
okay.
Anything is possible with this man. I was bummed to see that he doesn't wear a leather jacket in any of his videos. He wore those kind of long flasher
ones. Leather trench coats.
Yeah, they're terrifying.
Yeah, they're awful.
Anyone who wears them definitely smells like cigarettes.
I for sure had one.
You did?
Yeah.
A long one?
Uh-huh, a long maroon one.
What were you? Were you a real sketchy human being in an alleyway?
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. This is Joey Greco's first clip. It is for a birthday, and Joey may be good at spotting infidelity, but I'm not so sure he's good at advice or storytelling or making sense.
Heidi, Joey Greco here. Jennifer tells me you've got a special day coming up, and I wanted to be one of the first to start you off on your new 365-day trip around the sun by saying happy birthday. And I understand that we have a few more things in common. I don't know what sign you are, but I'm a Pisces. And as I understand, the spirit animal, oddly enough, of the Pisces is a wolf. What does that have to do with anything, Joey, you might say? Well, let me tell you. If you pay attention to this little tidbit of information, it will work for you well into the future. And that's simply this. Do you know what the difference between a gentleman and a wolf is? Do you know? Do you know, Heidi? Let me tell you. Patience. Use that to your advantage.
Wait,
I'm sorry, what?
All in the world of late Carl Sagan.
Is that the end of it?
That's the end of it. That's the end of the cameo.
Is he flirting with her?
I don't... Is he? Is he saying anything of importance?
I don't know.
Do you understand it? The difference between a wolf and a gentleman?
Is patience?
Is patience? Well, I don't get it at all.
I guess a gentleman is really just a patient wolf.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
I guess
it. So that they're just
always
they're
predators?
Still an animal. Yeah, always a predator, just a patient one.
Has Joey Greco never gotten out of the cheater's character?
Don't think so.
Wow, I guess I've never thought of it that way. I just thought it was just a terrible story. But now I guess it's never trust a man.
And it was like, what was her special day coming up? Her birthday? It seems like, what? Like, how does this tie in?
Happy birthday. All men are garbage.
Yeah.
It's not.
We have a special day coming up. Let me tell you something. All men are out to get you.
Happy birthday. God bless you.
Stevie B, not now. Joey Greco's second clip is digging deep in his past for a little cheater's action for a birthday.
Hey, Byron. Joey Greco.
Before we get into this clip, you might.
I was like, that's it?
No. You might be wondering why there's so much echo. Can I play it for you again?
Yeah.
Hey, Byron. Joey Greco.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Was he in like a Roman bath?
What if that was yes? What if I said yes? Well, at first I thought maybe he might be moving into a new house because so many of his videos involve wood
floors. Empty
wood floors. And so I was like, what is going on? Did he do all these while moving? So I did a little bit of research. And this is true that I started to Google.
Okay.
And I found out that Joey...
Wait, what did you Google? Why are Joey Greco's cameos echoey?
A lot of results.
I mean, unbelievable.
No, I actually put it together and Googled it and found it.
Okay.
He's a realtor.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
Joey Greco is a realtor. And not only that, we will post his website on our Patreon, patreon.com/thecarps, and on my Twitter, which is @JensenCarp. You can see his card that says Joey Greco on it.
Good for him. Where?
He is doing it in Texas for Sotheby's.
Nice. Yeah. Good for him.
So I thought
okay.
That was pretty cool. On the company website, which it gives his bio on, no mention of cheaters, just that he was a pioneer in reality TV and worked at ESPN. Now, I ask you this.
Okay.
Would you purchase a house from the guy from Cheaters?
Yeah, why not?
I would 100% do.
No reason not to.
I just wonder if it's like buying a house where someone, you know, like killed someone in it. Like, because you're just married and you're looking into a house and you're getting the guy from Cheaters to sell you a house. Is it jinxing your relationship?
I don't see it that way at all.
Because you do know the only difference between a gentleman and a wolf is patience.
Is realty.
I think he said patience.
No, he said Texas real estate.
All right, well, let's follow through with this echoing clip here. This is the rest of it.
And the reason that I'm reaching out is because we noticed some suspicious inactivity not taking place around your apartment. We had our operatives look into it, and I do have the results of that investigation, if you're ready to hear them. And I'm taking it that your silence means consent. Well, our investigation showed that you're spending your birthday in quarantine, not with your family. And I'm confronting you to make sure that you spend your day happy. Play some GameCube. Write, blog, walk. Have some vanilla cake, you know, with the vanilla icing. Learn a new language. Take up a hobby. Art. Knitting. Fencing. Whatever you want. The world is at your fingertips. Enjoy your birthday and know that your family misses and loves you.
How great would it be if during the cameo a guy just went, sir, does this have a third bathroom? Just like in the background? Like, does it? I read that this has a guest house. Where is that?
I want the new Live, Laugh, Love to be write, blog, walk. Have some vanilla cake.
Yeah, with the vanilla
with
icing.
With vanilla icing.
Also, GameCube?
What?
Is this 2001 to 2007? He must have meant Switch, right?
I think someone must have said maybe somebody
that
made
he still
that.
Plays GameCube?
I don't know.
I think he was thinking Switch and said GameCube. Okay. I know the message was supposed to be positive and kind. It was very sweet if you really listen. But why does it seem like everything he says is right before he's going to kill us?
Well, I think because listening to him do that, I was like immediately taken back to an episode of Cheaters.
That's right.
And those episodes are always like,
yeah.
You told us. You thought your significant other was cheating.
So we went to
our
Dave and Buster's. It was always like some...
And we have the results.
We went to the Yankee Doodles in Encino.
And people were always like about ready to burst into tears. Because they already know. They know.
How mean was it, too, at the end of the episode when Joey Greco would show them the clips of their significant other, like, kissing, and he goes, I have to show you this.
You have to see this.
He made them look at it like it was Clockwork Orange. Like, he opened up their eyes and, like, forced them.
I know.
Torturous, but I love him, and I love the show. 330 episodes, probably watched 329 of them. I enjoy this third clip from Joey, another birthday message. This time, he opens this up for a brand new thing, maybe some offline transactions.
Justin, Joey Greco here. Samuel reached out, let me know it was your birthday. He also let me know how much the guys around there enjoy watching the show. So first of all, thanks, because all that support's appreciated. Second of all, though, I want to say, guys, if you need my Netflix password, let me know. There's tons of good things out there that are probably more interesting than the show, but it's still appreciated. Have an awesome year. I know that, I guess, last year, someone gave you a autographed picture, and I don't know if that's for motivation or if it's a, you know, a self-warning to stay on track, but this year we got something else for you, so I don't know when it'll get there, but check your mail.
Is Joey Greco selling things offline? Like, we got you something else. You got an autograph photo last year, but this year I hooked you up. Is it a signed leather jacket? That would be awesome. By the way, I will take that as a gift from you.
Okay, for your birthday coming up.
Absolutely.
November 8th, in case anybody wants to send Jensen a gift.
For true Jensen heads. But do you think, like, am I missing something? It sounds like he's sent a gift to them.
It did sound like he sent a gift to them. And I wonder, I mean, obviously in the note, the cameo note, somebody said, we love you, we're big fans. As a matter of, one of us got it. We gave so-and-so an autographed picture of you.
Maybe. Or they emailed him at his real estate email, which I can easily find as well.
Maybe that's what they... Maybe Joey Greco has an online store.
Well, this is the rest of that clip.
Enjoy your birthday. Enjoy the year. Stay safe and well. And many more to come. Save me a slice of cake. Take care.
He likes cake.
I like that that one had a little bit more pace to it.
Yes.
The previous ones were very slow.
They were extremely slow. It also had a little bit of this.
Hello, Molly Dunn. I'm Judd Nelson.
Yeah, a little bit of...
Still with that echo, but, you know, he's got mega mansions in Texas to sell.
To sell, that's right. So Joey Greco, Cheaters host and now real estate agent, $99, 15 reviews, 5 stars, 1 day. What do you think of Joey Greco's cameo?
I mean, I would say maybe it is a little bit overpriced. Mm-hmm. Like, I could see him being around 70, 75.
Okay.
But... Yeah, I think it's a little overpriced, but still, they're good. He plays the character.
Yep.
He talks a lot. He's not reading a script. He seems genuine. His messages are nice. They're not too long. They're not. He's not trying to be something that he isn't. He's not trying to be funny when he's not.
Yeah.
He's, you know, they're great. They're fine.
He knows his role.
He knows his role. He definitely does it. I think they're a good length. The turnaround time is great. Yeah. You know, he's maybe a little overpriced, but I don't think like, oh man, this is a terrible deal at $100.
Oh yeah, Don!
Right, D, I actually agree with you, Danielle. I think he's pretty good. I have him at $85. So that is extremely close.
Yeah.
And I think 99 is just what, $14 too high? I mean, which is nothing in this cameo podcast. We've cut people down in half.
Exactly.
So I think that Joey Greco is priced right about perfectly. I think that if you're looking for the host of Cheaters, he will dive in.
Well, and here's the thing too. We don't talk about it often because it's still, we're talking about the value to you, the consumer.
Right.
But Cameo is taking 25%. So true. If I look at it from his perspective, he's taking home exactly what I'm saying. Yeah. He's about 70. I'm saying 75. You're saying 85.
Yeah, it's about that.
You know, that's
I don't do math on the show. But right. I'm guessing it's about the same.
Yeah.
I do think Joey Greco is a very good purchase on this site.
Yeah.
I think that he's perfect for Cameo in a sense that it's kitschy. It's kind of pop culture funny. And people would laugh really hard.
I think it's also a great group gift.
Yes.
Like it's great for if you were having a party and you wanted him to make an announcement to your party. Yeah. Like it's a, or if, you know, a group of friends wanted to chip in and get a cameo from him to someone else. I think, I guess, for an engagement, something funny that.
I thought of the perfect one.
What?
Bachelor party.
Oh, very funny.
Joey Greco saying, like, I know what you're going to want to do here,
right.
But do not do it in Vegas. I'll be watching.
That's so smart.
See? I think that's really good. So that is Joey Greco. We think he is fine for the website. That is...
That's actually cute from a wife.
Oh, very good also.
For the bachelor party.
Cameo, baby!
Very good.
I have the operatives.
I love it. All right, so let's move on to our second celebrity. Now, this one, I have a lot of work to do with
you. Okay.
I seem to know every celebrity that's on this podcast, right? Yeah. I mean, I have no problem with pop culture. You, self-admittedly,
know nothing about pop culture.
Well, I felt right back to square one when I found myself looking at a celebrity named Trevor.
Okay. There's Trevor. Let me think of some Trevors I know.
Well, you don't need to, because it's like Cher or Madonna. The celebrity was just Trevor.
Oh, just Trevor. I was thinking, I know Trevor Noah.
No.
That's
you know
it.
Trevor Gale, who we went to high school with and we figured out you went to a dance with?
Yeah, I... Wait, are we in the $5 or $10 circle of Trevor?
No, we are...
Oh, then never mind.
Free podcast. No, there was a picture when we first started dating. We were looking
for... Yeah, I went to my freshman year winter formal with him.
You didn't know who he was.
I didn't remember his name.
I had to tell you who he was.
I said, no, you saw the picture and you said, you went to a dance with Trevor Gale? And I said, that's his name.
Right. What a weird existence you have. Okay, so this is... Trevor, by the way, is probably less known in this world than the random guy we just brought up from our high school.
Okay.
Okay. Can I tell you how much he costs?
Trevor.
Okay.
Okay.
Trevor costs $945.
What? That's not possible.
It is possible. It is a guy named Trevor. So I saw this and it blew my mind. 21 reviews.
What?
Okay. 4.7 stars.
4.7. Someone's not happy.
One day turnaround. Okay. So I saw it and thought the same thing you did. Which is this kid's name is Trevor. He looks very young. He has swooping hair. He's clearly a huge, you know, online.
Yeah, he's a youngin. He's a cool. He's right. A TikToker. He's a YouTuber. He's a something.
And I assumed he has sample videos and reviews. So that means people have paid this much money, which means he's massive on, like you said, something like TikTok. So I started researching because I figured this is a perfect thing to bring to the show. I Googled Trevor TikTok, Trevor Instagram. Nothing was coming up. I went to my Instagram stories, okay? I asked for help from all of the Jensen heads. I put out there a picture of Trevor and I said, can someone enlighten me as to this guy?
How did I miss this? I'm barely on the internet. Okay.
I rushed to get it because I was like, I can't have Danielle see this. Please enlighten me. What is this person all about? And with the help of some listeners, we found him, okay? He goes by the name Travazee, T-R-A-V-A-Z-E-E, even though that's nowhere on his Cameo. On TikTok, Travazee has 67,000 followers. And on Instagram, which are pictures of him mostly just climbing walls, he has less than 1,000.
What?
In perspective, okay? So in perspective, 67,000 on TikTok. Charli D'Amelio is the most followed person on TikTok. She has 90 million.
I mean, let me see how many I have on TikTok. And I have posted
two things, one of brunch
and one of us. And then I've never gone on it again.
And remember to remind you, in case you are just tuning in, which would be weird for a podcast, he's charging $945.
That makes no sense.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm dying to know what this guy's doing.
And also, I want to let you know, as you saw, 4.7, that means there were some negative reviews.
I have 140,000 TikTok followers.
You have more than him.
Oh, I forgot I posted something with Ruby Rose, too.
Oh, that's a biggie.
Yeah, that is a biggie.
So you have more TikTok followers than him. And I went to the negative reviews to figure it out. And none of them were like, who is Trevor? Why did I spend almost $1,000? I am bankrupt now. My parents hate me. None of those things were listed in negative reviews. It was just like he mispronounced the name Lisa, or he, you know, like didn't say the right Natasha. Like
it wasn't even, they were, wow. Okay. Yeah. I'm so excited.
Okay. Again, this is the most confusing thing I have found on the internet in at least a decade. I can't figure it out at all because it's not like he's David Dobrik.
Right.
Right. Where we would understand.
We both know. He gives cars to people.
Or Logan Paul. Like, I would understand, even though he's a garbage person, I would get that some people spend $945 to get a message from him. But this kid is just a genuine teenager. Like, he's just earnest and genuine. And it's like he's the kid who lives next door to you who weirdly charges a ton of money to get a birthday message. Again, $945.
Okay.
Not famous. But here is Trevor's intro video.
Hey there, my name is Trevzy. I am super excited to be telling you guys today that I am joining Cameo. So what that means for you guys is I'm able to send shoutouts to you or your loved ones or your friends, and in turn you guys are supporting a small creator like myself. So this is super cool, so I'm getting to connect with you guys, and I cannot wait to get to send you guys messages. See you later.
It might be one of the most wholesome clips on the internet.
Yeah, also... Does he have a mouthful of marbles?
He doesn't speak up. Yeah, he's got some, maybe, I don't think he has Gary Busey teeth, but there's something going on as far as like how quiet and kind of mumbled.
He started off by saying it's Trevisy.
Yeah, but then nowhere on his actual page does it say Trevisy. He's just called Trevor.
How does he spell Trevisy?
I have it as Trevazee. Again, you're gonna run into a lot of issues. I told you.
I cannot find him on Instagram under that
Instagram,
name.
On Instagram, he's under the name Trevisy Climbs. And that's because, like I said, most
he
of them-
He climbs.
Mountain, like he does wall climbing. Not even mountain climbing. He does wall climbing in like Tarzana. Like it's not even like a cool, like cliffhanging guy. Very odd, I'm telling you. This first clip that I'm going to play you is possibly one of the most non-ironic clips on the web. Here is someone who apparently spent $945 for some encouraging words before a test. Take it away, Trevor.
Hey, Molly. I heard you're taking a final for statistics on Monday. I wish you the best of luck. I really hope you do well. I know these things can be very stressful, so I hope you push through it. And I think you'll do very good. Keep studying, work hard, and you got it. See you later.
15 seconds.
I just, that person who paid for that is taking a statistics test.
$945 and they can't figure out the statistics of how bad this cameo is. It's terrible. It's terrible. How are these people paying almost $1,000 for that?
I don't know.
Let's keep the Trevisy, Trevor Climbs. Let's keep that train rolling. Here's a second clip he did for a birthday. This one is recorded in a car. So let's see if this one is worth the money.
Hey, Sarah. I'm passing along a message from Kimberly, and I wanted to wish you a very happy belated birthday. I hear you enjoy my TikToks, and that's really nice of you, and that's really cool to hear, and that just makes me very happy. I'm glad that I'm making content that other people like. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I'll definitely drop a follow for you on TikTok. I'll see you later.
So for $945, you get a 23-second clip, but he'll also drop a follow for you on TikTok. So...
I've been searching this whole time.
I know, it's impossible. I told you.
It's not how you spell Trevisy, and even Trevisy Climbs isn't helping.
It was very hard. I had to involve listeners of the show, and I'll show it to you later, but it's very confusing. And when I tell you that I really did spend about 45 minutes to an hour just trying to find him on the internet. Really, truly. And he's almost $1,000 on Cameo. So when you go on this service as a celebrity, you know you always have to be on the lookout for pranks. And people love taking advantage and making people say things and sort of, you know, exploiting your innocence. And you have to assume that's what's happening here, though I'm not sure Trevor understands or cares. But this is a clip that Trevor did for someone for almost $1,000.
Hey, Brandon, I heard you're going into an emergency circumcision. First of all, I wish you the best of luck. Obviously, surgery is always stressful, but I hope you have a fun time. It's a weird request, but I hope you have a good surgery and all works out well.
So just an honest, just hope everything works out. I mean...
Is it possible Trevisy has young fans?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like very young fans.
100%.
And that this was a request sent in by a mom. No, from a mom.
Okay.
For a small child who may actually have to be going in for the surgery.
No, I don't think so. Okay. I think this is like a very internet culture. I do think he has young, you know, like he looks like kind of a Bieber look. He actually has visible pimples. Like he's that young. But I don't think that was for a baby, no. I don't think so. Trevor is his name. I don't think he's famous. I think he's
It's Trevisy. It's not Trevisy. It's okay. Trevisy.
And what did you find? Exactly.
Yeah, 956 Trevor Sheock. He's an athlete, a competitive climber.
Yeah. I mean, he's not much, but he's $945. He has 21 reviews, which is kind of a lot. 4.7 rating and 1 day turnaround. I'm going to ask you with all, you know, all the gusto I can manufacture. Mm-hmm. Is Trevor worth it?
This is so far the worst value
that we've ever had.
Yeah, way more so than Backpack Kid.
I mean, let's keep that in mind because we also had this.
Go fill the fish.
I mean,
he's worse than Chris Tucker by far.
By far.
Chris Tucker is actually the B word in comparison.
Totally.
Yeah, I know. I just don't get
and
this.
And you know what? I love the earnestness.
I do too.
I also love the idea of supporting a small content creator.
Do you support the idea of putting him through school with just like a couple cameos?
This is so taking advantage of, I don't even know who would pay for this. Listen, if he were $50, I would love this.
Would you?
Yeah, you know why? I love the idea of being like, if celebrities can do it.
What about me?
I can do it.
What about me, Trevor?
And I have fans. I have 956 people.
Yeah.
And I can be honest and sincere and nice. And I'm only going to charge. Well, yeah, you can go have, you know, you can go get a famous person for $99, but you can get me for $35.
Sure.
I love it. I love the idea.
I think you said 50 originally.
I'm going down.
So I'm going down as well. I'm with you at 35. By the way, that means that there is a celebrity on Cameo that charges $945 that we both agree should be 35.
$35.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
I would do it for $35. I would get one. I would get one for Bill.
For our cat, Bill.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to be $945 forever. I'm going to keep an eye on it because when he gets.
You know what? He should be.
Really?
For 21. He's already got 21 reviews.
That's true. He shouldn't change.
Don't change.
You're right.
This is a very stupid decision on the part of those 21 people. But honestly, Trevzy's on to something.
Big cheers and no fears. Forever!
I agree, Bruce. He should probably keep going.
This is the closest I've ever come to joining Cameo.
You're going in.
People are paying Trevzy $945?
Do you think this is the most anyone has ever talked about Trevor in any sort of media? Yeah, absolutely, right?
We can barely find his online footprint.
From now on, our online footprint will be his online footprint.
Exactly.
The only thing that's going to come up for Trevzy is our podcast.
Yes.
I mean, maybe we're making him worth $945.
Honestly, maybe he'll bring those people to our podcast.
Maybe this could be blessings. Please. Okay, so our third celebrity this week is another name you will not recognize.
You have three tape measures in this office, Jensen Karp.
Where do you see the three? Basically, so you know, Danielle thinks that I take all of the tape measures and bring them to my office.
Oh, no. All of the pens, right. All of the tape measures, right. All of the useful things that have places in this house. I'm very big on things having their places. And when you take something from its place, you put it back.
Right.
And by the way, if you don't put it back, you at least have to know exactly where it is. Mm-hmm. There have been two things recently that I did not put back in their place. And you said, where are they? And I knew both of them were in weird spots. And I was like, right here and right here.
Yeah, I mean, those who listen to the podcast on a regular basis probably understand that Danielle Fishel is much more high-strung than you remember her from television. One of the things...
Or exactly as high-strung as Topanga was.
That's true. Everything has a place.
Yeah.
I also think that, but I just think that I should have three tape measures in my office. That's all. The third celebrity you also will not recognize by name, Susie Kennedy. Okay?
Okay.
Susie Kennedy is a Marilyn Monroe impersonator.
Great.
All right? So she is... $70.
Okay.
All right. She is a famous one. 22 reviews. 5 stars, baby.
Great.
And much like our first celebrity, one day turnaround.
All right.
All right.
Wait, what was Trevzy's turnaround?
Oh, also one day.
Oh, so everyone's a day.
Oh,
okay.
Look at that. That's pretty cool. She lists herself as the world's most famous Marilyn Monroe impersonator. And in her defense, she does look a lot like her.
Okay.
Okay. She's younger. She's in her early 40s. She appeared on Britain's Got Talent, and she was the person who played the holographic Marilyn Monroe in Blade Runner 2049.
Okay.
Which is also kind of a big deal. It's a Ryan Gosling movie.
Yeah.
People loved it. So this is like a Vegas-style, high upper tier impersonation.
Okay.
All right. This all sounds very impressive. So let's get into her intro video, which has Susie in a very iconic gold dress, mm-hmm. right in line with Marilyn Monroe. And here we go. This is the intro.
Do you want to wish the diamond in your life a very happy birthday? They say that diamonds are a girl's best friend. So why not wish your best friend a very happy birthday if you can't buy them a diamond? Or maybe you want to wish them congratulations on your new job or commiserations that you got fired. I have great reviews. One review said I knocked it out of the park. I wasn't even in a park. Well, I'll leave it to you. Any requests, send them my way. Have a good day.
Not bad.
Really?
Well, I mean, it had decent humor in it. The impersonators straddle that line, right? Where you're either admitting that you're not the celebrity or you're pretending to be the celebrity. I think that she is admitting in a postmodern way that she's in on the joke a bit.
How? I think she's just trying to make Marilyn Monroe sound dumb.
Really?
Yeah. I wasn't even in the park.
Well, that's what she was. That was her gimmick. That was her whole... I mean, she played like the dumb blonde.
I also don't think her voice was very good.
All right. Well, this is not starting off on a good foot here. The first clip is for a birthday, and Susie delivers exactly what I think I'd want from Marilyn Monroe.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. birthday, Jessica. So you're 30. I remember being 30. I'm 94 now. But it was a great time, and your friend Nadia got in touch with me to tell me, would you please sing happy birthday to my friend Jessica? She's 30 years old, and she wants you to know that you're so special to her, and she appreciates you so much. Well, Nadia and I wish you a very happy 30th, Jessica. Have a great day. Bye.
You know for sure any birthday is going to start with the song because it's an obvious Cameo choice.
Yeah, that's exactly what you want.
What do you think of the impersonation now that you've heard a full clip?
I mean, it was better while she was singing.
Right.
I mean...
Are you more thinking who needs a Marilyn Monroe impersonation for their birthday?
No, I get it. I get why people are big Marilyn Monroe fans. I don't know. I guess maybe I haven't heard enough Marilyn Monroe clips to know. But I just don't necessarily, I feel like I've heard better impersonations of her. And so considering she's a real famous one, I was a little surprised that it wasn't in my head how as good as I thought it was going to be.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe it's tough to have it as only audio because she does sort of look like her. But let's keep it going. This is a second clip. This is for another birthday. This time it goes below the surface a bit and Marilyn gets pretty philosophical.
Happy birthday, Michelle. 46 years old. What a fantastic age to be. You made it. Because sometimes life can be one long journey. And I know that you're still on your journey and finding yourself. But you know what? The journey is never ending when you're doing that. Stay positive, look forward, because everything out there is just waiting for you. And you know, sometimes I don't really know what's it all about, where am I going?
Well, it got a little dark there at the end. You wonder, she starts asking what life's all about. Am I a letdown? Should I still be impersonating a dead person? I mean, it seems like it's getting a little heavy. Little heavy.
Happy birthday, though.
Should I have dated Greg out of high school? Happy birthday. Should I drive off a cliff tomorrow? Here's the end of that clip.
Inside you is this spirit, and it's going to guide you and tell you where to go. And you're going to keep on, and you're going to get everything you desired. So enjoy your birthday, have the best time, stay positive. I believe in you. So you have me, and I know you can do it. Have a most wonderful birthday. And before I go, happy.
Right, you know she's going to sing. Okay, right. Hot take here.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy her.
Okay.
I think that, you know, she gives a positive message. I think that her impersonation's decent.
Mm-hmm.
I think she looks like her. She's giving you what you need. I did a little research. I found out that Susie actually has a podcast.
Oh.
Much like us. She's a peer. And it's called The Fading Aging Sex Symbol. It's about how she's been impersonating Marilyn for 20 years. She does it out of character about what it's like to be Marilyn. And I pulled a clip. Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
It's a very small clip. Here it is.
Everyone thinks it's so glamorous being a Marilyn. It's like you go to all these amazing places and, you know, I've got to wear her clothes and stay in amazing hotels. And yeah, it's been brilliant. But there has been some parts of my job that I don't think you'd envy. So for example...
All right, I'll cut it there. But it seemed interesting. Like you'd want to know more about what weird stuff she's run into as Marilyn. So that is her normal voice. And that is Susie Kennedy. Marilyn Monroe impersonator, $70, 22 reviews, 5 stars, 1 day turnaround. Danielle, I'm nervous to ask, but what do you think about Susie?
I think $70 is too much for an impersonator.
Okay.
I think other impersonators we've had on have been somewhere between $40 and $50.
Yeah,
I think even
a little less, I think, in some cases.
Yeah, $30 to $50.
Yeah.
Maybe even $25 to $50 we've had. I would say $50 is where I would place her.
Okay.
Because she is a famous impersonator.
Yeah.
And you said she looks like her.
She does, yeah.
I wouldn't give her impersonation anything less than like a B or a B plus. It's not a terrible impersonation.
No.
And she's good. So, yeah, I would, it's just, you know, it's not for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a little overpriced. I would say around $50.
I have it at 50 too.
Okay.
I have it also at 50. So that's a bullseye for both of us. And I think I enjoyed it more than you do. I think that she puts her all into it. I think when we had Paul Scheer on, he explained what he's looking for in an impersonator.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what you get from Susie.
Yeah.
So pretty good. Let's get in to the cash game. First up, we have an actress who we are both friends with. We went to high school with her. She is doing it for a charity called Baby to Baby.
Yep.
This is a good friend of mine, Shiri Appleby.
Okay.
How much is Shiri asking for on Cameo? It's going to charity.
$85.
$75. Very good guess. Former NFL player Christian Okoye. He was on the Kansas City Chiefs. The Nigerian Nightmare was his nickname.
$150.
He is $95.
Okay.
All right. Peter Weller. He played RoboCop. He was under the costume. He also, I think, was nominated for an award at one point in his life.
$60.
Got to mark this one down, $250.
Are you kidding me?
He's a big actor, bigger
he
than
he was in a RoboCop suit? Well, you never even saw his face?
It's an iconic role. This one is a rapper, all right? So one of my faves, The Game.
The Game is on Cameo?
I told you, Rap Cameo is killing it.
Rap Cameo is on fire.
Yeah.
$250.
He's $299, very close, but I'm going to still mark it because of your excitement. Double Dare host Mark Summers.
Oh man, that's a great one. $50.
He's $75.
Okay.
Another Calabasas connection. He lived out where we went to high school.
Nice.
Comedian and pantsuit enthusiast Paula Poundstone.
Paula Poundstone, $75.
$49.
Oh, wow, okay.
I'll also mark her. Cameo employee Lindsay Morgado.
Wait, what? What do you mean cameo employee?
Cameo employee Lindsay Morgado. What do you think she costs?
Wait, cameo employees get to give cameos?
I do want to tell you, after you, give me your guess here.
$25.
She's $15.
Okay.
We're going to do an episode coming up of just cameo employees because there's an entire section of the website where people who work there have to have a cameo account. Can I play you Lindsay's clip?
Yes.
This is Lindsay's sample clip.
Hey, it's Lindsay. Book me on Cameo.
She's really putting in an effort.
So I'm going to pull a bunch of cameo employees soon and just do all their sample videos and figure out what's going on there. Because the fact that that's even a section. I know who I want to go to. But the three that I have marked are Peter Weller, who played RoboCop, which you were way off. Rapper The Game and Paula Poundstone.
I mean, I really honestly want to. I don't care about the RoboCop guy. Right. But I do also want Paula Poundstone or The Game.
Right. I like that. I'm going to go with The Game and we will put Paula Poundstone for a future episode, but we're only going to get to The Game in 2 weeks because next week we have a special Halloween episode.
Ooh, I love a good themed episode. Yeah. Can we do a comedians episode?
I would love to do that. There's enough of them, but again, hip hop cameo.
I mean, I love hip hop cameo.
Front and center.
If Lil Wayne is ever on Cameo, you guys all need to let me know.
I mean, trust me, it will be an email, number one.
Okay.
And number two, it will be something
I purchase. Can you set your phone to do not disturb except for Cameo?
Always.
But just the Lil Wayne
my
one.
My mom calling with an emergency, don't get it. But Lil Wayne's now on Cameo, so I'm using my phone again. You can listen to our podcast at any point, at anywhere these shows are streaming. And please rate and review it and subscribe. It helps us out. And also, if you want to follow Danielle on Instagram or Twitter, it's at Danielle Fishel. My name is at Jensen Karp on any of those social media handles as well. And you can learn more about what we're doing at patreon.com/thecarps. You get this show early, as well as many other things, including Snack Corner, where we just taste things and tell you about
it. We are due for a Snack Corner, and I have maple Oreos, which is why I'm like chomping at the bit.
That's quite a tease. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye, 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 bye.
Oh, bye. Out.
Thank you, bye. Talking cheap.